Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
Have you lost your mind? I mean, how is it that you can disrespect a man's ethnicity when you know we've influenced nearly every facet of white America, from our music to our style of dress, not to mention your basic imitation of our sense of cool, walk, talk, dress, mannerisms? We enrich your very existence, all the while contributing to the gross national product through our achievements in corporate America. It's these conceits that comfort me when I'm faced with the ignorant, cowardly, bitter, and bigoted who have no talent, no guts. People like you who desecrate things they don't understand when the truth is you should say, thank you, man, and go on about your way. But apparently, you're incapable of doing that. So, and don't tell me to be cool. I am cool. Racial epithets. Why does it always come down to that?
And welcome to the show. It is 1 minute after the hour right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Reese on the radio on hump day, June the 13th, 2012. We've got a special edition of Reese on the radio today because we will be joined by everyone's favorite debaters, the Real Talk Blancers. They'll be joining us in about a half an hour. So they will they are going to control the reins on this show. Today, they are going to ask the questions. They have the topics. They will challenge. Yes, that's right. They will be challenging us here at Reese on the Radio. I'm Reese, of course, here with Mary. Mary, why are you bugging? And in a little bit, we'll be joined, of course, by JC, the producer, who I believe is taking care of setting up the show with the Real Talk Blancers. You've heard of them before. Their central location is out of Ohio. Their fans, their listeners, I'm not sure what they think about us. I think they're indifferent. But this time around, we told them that we would give them the reins, that they would lead in the conversation with whatever it is they want to talk about, because I'm sure they want to talk about how much they love their Messiah, Barack Hussein Obama. And we will let them do that.
He's black.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And, you know, that's, they, you know, look, we've literally annihilated the Real Talk Blancers on the subject. But we've controlled the conversation.
We've annihilated them on our opinion.
Well, no.
Some facts as well.
Well, have they really been able to challenge this show? No. Come on, Mary, say it. Have a heart. Say it. Have they been able to challenge us? Have they been able to dominate the conversation? Have they been able to prove their point? No.
Well, they proved their opinion.
Well, anybody can have an opinion. The point is whether or not it's based or rooted in fact. And it's never rooted in fact. It's just rooted in ideology. And that's the reason why we've been able to kick their butts. Now, I don't know where JC is, but can we get him can we get him on the phone and find out where he is, please? Because he's supposed to be sitting.
You know what? When Secretary's Day comes around, I'd like a raise, please. A bonus.
Is that what this is about?
Yes.
That's really what this is about? I mean, really, are you saying that me asking you to call JC to make sure that, you know, he's on the show, that's putting you in a secretarial position?
Are you coming on the show or what?
Just ask him, is he supposed to be setting up Real Talk Blancers?
Okay, what's going on with the Blancers?
But anyway, nonetheless, back to what I was talking about.
Okay.
So people have been talking about Barack Obama's bad week. Fast and furious debacle. The private sector is doing fine. Debacle. Bain Capital, debacle. Cory Booker, debacle. Bill Clinton, debacle. Syria, debacle. Debacle after debacle after debacle. It's been a mess. So I don't know anybody who could defend the record of this president. I don't know if anybody can defend the record. But the Real Talk Blancers are going to get on the air today and try to do it. Now, I hope they've done their homework. I really do. I pray that they've done their homework. I don't want to embarrass them. He's already there. All right. I don't want to embarrass them. I don't want to. I will. I will do it with a big fat smile on my face.
Are you hungry?
Hungry for what?
Let's just call it Obama pie.
I'll tell you this. I ain't eating none. I just want the Real Talk Blancers to get on here. They want to control the conversation. They've got the topics to talk about. I want to know what they've got to talk about. I want to know whether or not they can really, really come out here and run on this man's record.
Oh, listen, listen. They're fired up over there.
Are they really?
That's kind of why I'm late. I was talking to them on Facebook. He hits me up. He says, okay, are you ready? I says, I'm bringing a nation of supporters with me. So our show will start at 8. We'll be telling our listeners about you guys tonight. We'll then begin to merge the shows at 8:25.
Okay.
He says, we'll do our greetings. And he says, let him have the floor for about 4 minutes, and then let's get in. Get it in.
So now he's saying, let us have the floor for about 4 minutes.
Let him have the floor.
Let him have the floor for 4 minutes.
For 4 minutes. Oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Whenever he wants to chime in, we are going to let them lead this right now.
And not only that, but at 9:05, he's going to be feeding you Obama heads.
Really?
At 9:05, he's going
to
what?
He's going to be feeding us Obama heads. So, in other words, you're saying that what he's going to do is allow his callers to come after me.
Yeah.
And debate me. He's going to bring an army.
He says he's got people fired up and ready to go tonight.
Hold on. Oh, Mary. Okay, sorry. Mary, you're absolutely right. He is going to debate us. Okay, but their thing is they want to challenge me because you...
How do you know that that's what their thing is, that they want to challenge you? How do you know that they don't want
to
challenge you?
When it comes to destroying Obama, we're corner people.
Yeah, exactly. You guys, come on. You guys are my backup against the army. They just want to... Remember, their idea is to tear me down. I don't want them tearing you down. I don't want them tearing JC down. I want them to come and attack me. I want the hate... directed at me. I await the hate.
But you know what? Listen. Mary takes a hell of a swing, too.
Oh, yeah. I know she does. I know she... trust me when I tell you. I know she can take a swing. Okay?
I'm the pansy on the fence.
What'd you say, JC?
I'm the pansy on the fence.
He said he's the pansy on the fence.
So I'm going to get behind Mary.
That's okay. Trust me. Look, Mary has got this thing locked. When I know Mary is going to go off, that's when I'm just going to back up. Because I know when Mary gets agitated, because trust me, I know these people will, Mary's going to lose her ish. And I'm going to have to hold
this is going to be great tonight.
Oh, I know it's going to be great. That's why I was looking forward to it. I told him, no more delays, damn it. We have got to have a real, real debate. And if he's coming with an army, we want the army. We want the army. The Obama bot.
Ohioans?
No. These are nothing more than Obamatrons. That's all they are. They are Obamatrons instead of automatons. They are Obamatrons. That's all they are. And we want them. We want them right here. This right now. This will only give us an opportunity to show our true metal. And it gives our listeners an opportunity to see what these Negroes have to say. The true essence of the black electorate. The people who are going to go out there and vote for Barack Obama based on a failed record. And you know, JC, you know the one thing we're going to bring to them tonight. You know it's the one thing we're going to do to them tonight. We're going to do this to them.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message. 4 years ago, we made history.
Oh, yeah.
We move forward and finish what we started together. We have to show the president we have his back.
He's got your back.
We can't afford to spend the next 4 years going back. I'm running to make sure that by the end of the decade, more of our citizens hold a college degree than any other nation on earth.
We've got chicken at the polls. We're going to take them. I want them irritated. I want them hating us. That's all.
Listen,
I want.
Even with the Big Mamas with the low-rise leggings pants with the slab on the ass hanging out down to all the tops of the big, big blowout wigs. And that cheap ass 70s porno music.
I want to know what they think about this ad. That's what I want to know. I want to really, really want. I want to know whether or not they believe they're being pandered to, or do they believe that this ad is really speaking to the essence of the African American vote? That's what I want to know.
They love it. They love it. They love it. They love
oh, you
it.
Know they do.
So I changed my name.
Well, okay, okay. Mary's changed her name on Twitter. If you'd like to follow her, her new name is
Mary. Mary, no space, letter Y, and then the Y A Buggin B C C I N.
Okay, so Mary, Mary, why y'all buggin? So it's Mary, Mary, letter Y, A, Mary, Mary, Y. Okay, so it's two Y's in there.
Well, yeah, because it's why you're bugging.
The word why you're bugging.
Okay, so Mary, Mary, Y, the letter Y, you're bugging. Okay, at Mary, Mary, why you're bugging. That's where you can follow Mary on Twitter.
Oh, she's on Twitter?
She is on Twitter with
Holy
Mary,
crap.
Mary, why bugging, letter Y, you're bugging. I like that.
I refuse to do Twitter.
I don't know why you didn't do the letter U, though.
Yeah, why are you bugging?
Yeah, why you bugging?
I can change it.
Okay, so see if you can change it. See if you can change it. Or even to see if you can put in the whole word why.
You can't. No, you can't.
You couldn't do it? Okay, so see if you can do why.
That's why I have to do... Okay, so it's Mary, Mary, the letter Y, the letter U,
buggin'. Okay, letter Y,
right.
U,
buggin'. No.
Okay, buggin' with no G.
At the end.
Yeah, buggin' with no G at the end.
Yeah,
okay, Mary, Mary, why you buggin'? Why you buggin'?
See, that's why she need to leave the technical stuff to us like that. And just bark and sick them when she's on cue.
Well, you know
what?
That's what we'll do from now on. Whenever Mary gets way out of line, you know, she can't control herself with her language, we'll tell them to send their comments to Mary, Mary, why you bugging? That's where we tell them to go.
I'm really, really against Twitter.
Are you really good? I noticed you don't have a Twitter account. Why not?
Yes, he does.
Oh, you do?
I don't use it.
I'm following him.
Oh, really? What's your Twitter account? Should we give you a Twitter handle? Or do you not want people to join it?
I don't even know if I know my password to it.
Oh, are you serious? Hey, listen, I've got someone who put up a Twitter account for me under Reese on the radio, because now I got to use Reese on radio. But I can't remember what the password was. Is there a way that I can cancel that one? Or I have to know the password.
Oh, that's odd. My brother won't even let me go to Twitter.
Oh, man, I wish I could find out what the password was.
I hate Google Chrome.
So,
and
again,
I'm going to be getting...
How does the girl called Blanser spell it? Is it B-L-A-N-S-W-E-R-S?
Yeah, it's like B-L Answers.
Yeah, the Real Talk Blanser.
Yes. So, JC, what happened to you? Did you cut off your mic? But anyway, whatever. All right, hopefully it'll come back. So again, Real Talk Blanchers, they're going to be on the show with us tonight, We are going to do the entire show with them. They are going to go on their tear. They will take over Reese on the radio today. And they will come after us. And we will respond to all the questions that they have. And then they will put their attack dogs on the show so they can beat us up and ridicule us and call me an Uncle Tom, call Mary a traitor. They'll probably call her an Uncle Tom lover. Look, I hate to use this term, but anybody remembers Lethal Weapon 2? You know, when they were fighting against South Africans, when they say to Mel Gibson, Kepa Lava. That's what he called him. Kepa Lava. You know, that's the guy at the end who said, diplomatic immunity. That's what he calls him. He calls Mel Gibson, you Kepa Lava. I almost got his voice down pat. I have that voice. I know that movie verbatim. But they will call here. And they will call me all types of names. Because that's what you will hear. You will hear that these people, they don't have a leg to stand on. These Obamatrons. They don't have any leg to stand on his record. So when they get frustrated, they won't have anything to support what they believe. They won't. You'll see that right here. I don't have to predict it. You see it everywhere. Try to have a conversation with an African-American about politics. Try. They cannot support this man's record. You could try all day, every day. But the numbers speak for themselves. And we will, I'm telling you, I'm going to let them fly. And I'm going to be patient. I know some people out there who listen to Reese on the radio weekly, they go like, Reese, why didn't you say this? And what? No, no, no. I'm going to let these people go at it. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm here. I'm just looking for my password.
Oh, okay. All right, now what's the deal exactly? How are we going to do this? Now, they're going to come on the air with us at 8:25?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what we'll do. Just to make this perfect, what we'll do is now we'll go to a break and we'll prepare.
I've already tweeted it.
Okay, we'll prepare right now. We'll go to a break, and when we come back from the break, we'll go right into dealing with the Real Talk Blancers, who will take over Reese on the Radio for the day, and let's see what they've got. Let's see if they can hang. I don't think they can, but we'll try. Stick around. Real Talk Blancers takes over Reese on the Radio when we return right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. On the radio, and you'd be stunned at some of the people who call up to spend some time with Reese on the Radio. He is the godfather of entertainment, Mr. Michael Lohan. Mr. Lohan!
Reese, I have to stop laughing before we continue. I don't know how to respond to this. Am I in the Twilight Zone?
you are in the Twilight Zone. On the phone with us right now on Reese on the Radio is the connoisseur of the Hollywood biz, the father of the famed actress Lindsay Lohan. Mr. Michael Lohan is on the show on Reese on the Radio. Thank you for joining us today, sir.
No, thanks for having me, Reese. It's going to be a lot of fun, I can tell already.
Oh, man, you have no idea how much fun we're going to have today. It's Reese on the Radio, weeknights, right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Mary, Mary, why you bugging?
James, you're on the air?
Yep.
Before you say anything, you are just going to come clean right now, okay? I'd like to know the adult beverage you're enjoying.
The adult beverage? Yeah, I'm drinking beer.
What kind of beer are you drinking, James? Is it a 211?
Oh, yes.
You're drinking a 211?
Yes.
You're drinking 211 Steel Reserve.
Right now.
The reason why it's called Steel Reserve, and it's called 211 for that matter, is that the police code, 211, means robbery in progress.
And don't let me tell you what that 211 has stolen from you tonight, my man.
It's Reese on the Radio, weeknights, right here on blogtalkradio.com.
The Obama attack machine has started, spending millions to sling mud or oil at Mitt Romney. Why? Because in the five states where Obama is attacking Romney, gas prices have roughly doubled. But Obama's mud can't cover up his failed energy policies, policies that are hurting small businesses and working families. America deserves solutions, not attack ads covering up Obama's failures. 4 years of failed leadership are all we can afford. Send a message.
Hey guys, I'm Jordan Sparks.
I'm Chase Crawford.
Hey, what's up? It's Usher.
Hi, I'm Rachel Bilson.
I'm Hayden Christensen.
I'm Peyton Manning.
Hey, we're Fall Out Boy.
I'm Jared Archuleta.
Corbin Blue.
I'm Kristen Bell.
And we're the Jonas Brothers.
And I promise you, none of these people listen to my show. But here's some people who do.
Hey, Reese.
Hey,
I don't think you're a buffoon.
Thank you, dear. George, you're Robert Reese.
Hi there, Reese.
Hello, George.
Please let me do the talking today.
George, you're going to be brief.
I respect what you said because you know something, you're being honest.
I'm glad that you're bringing up what's most important, and that is the issues and where people stand and what they have for experience.
It's Reese on the Radio, weekdays right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
This is the real state of our union. But you won't hear stories like those at President Obama's address tonight. The unemployed don't get tickets to sit next to the First Lady. Instead tonight, the President will do what he does best. He'll give a nice speech.
The idea of America endures.
A lot of memorable phrases in it.
That our future is hopeful.
But he won't give you the hard numbers.
Our journey goes forward, and the state of our union is strong.
3 years ago, we measured candidate Obama by his hopeful
promises
and his slogans. Today, President Obama has amassed an actual record of debt, decline, and disappointment. I'd use the State of the Union to lay out an agenda that will get our country back on track and get our fiscal house in order. We need to nominate someone who is an experienced leader, who has the qualities of leadership, the character, the judgment, the seriousness, the sobriety, the capacity demonstrated time and time again as a leader to help guide our party at a critical time and make sure that we hold on to the House, that we capture the Senate, and that we get back the White House and restore to America what is rightfully ours. A great nation, united, free, and prosperous for our kids and for their kids. Thank you so very much.
There's Dr. Oz, there's Dr. Phil, there's Dr. Drew, there's Dr. Joy Brown. It seems like everybody's got an opinion, but I'm going to leave it to the real professionals. Call up at 347-308-8701 to give me your take. It's my problem, you deal with it. Right here on Therapy Thursdays on Reese on Radio, on blogtalkradio.com, weeknights on blogtalkradio.com.
President Barack Obama named himself one of the country's four best presidents. Better than George Washington, John F. Kennedy, and even Ronald Reagan. But Mr. President was just being modest. He's in fact America's best president at piling on debt. So good that he has managed to pile on nearly as much debt as all the previous presidents combined. All he needed was just 4 years to outspend 220 years of history. We can't afford four more years of America's best president.
Warning, the sound you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
I love it, I love it, I love it, I L-O-V-E-I-T.
idiot.
You're listening to Reese on the Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Are back 25 minutes after the hour. I timed that perfectly. It is hump day. It is hump day. June the 13th, 2012. Now, as I said in the beginning of the show, we are going to be joined by Real Talk Blanchers. I believe that we are going to be joined with them right now as soon as JC gets on the line and lets me know that we are good to go. I think that we're going to chime in directly with them. I think JC is going back and forth with them. And I have no idea what it is that they are going to talk about. I do know they're going to talk about Barack Obama.
Yo, we're going back and forth. Just give me one moment.
Okay, well, you know, are you going to, what are you going to do? Am I going to be able to see, I guess I'll see on my screen that you have pumped them in and
right.
You just put me in whenever the case is. So
right.
We'll be ready to go whenever. So
okay.
I may stop in mid-sentence just to say what's up to the guys at Real Talk Blanchers. And don't worry, we'll be ready to go. Now, again, back to my point. I don't know what their subject matter is going to be. I don't know what questions they're going to ask. This is not – I sound like a magician. Have I talked to you at all before we did – no. We haven't had any conversation with them about what the subject matter is going to be. We are going in here blindsided. Just to prove that we are that good. We here at Reese on the Radio, we are that good. That no matter what they do, their sneak attack, because you know that's what they'll do. They'll come in with all of these statistics and these wannabe numbers. And we will be put on the spot. And we'll respond to that. I don't know. What they're going to say, how they're going to say it. I don't know what people they're going to put on. They may grab a politician out of Ohio. They may grab a crackhead with a cell phone with nothing better to do. Some of their listeners might be complete whack jobs. We don't know. We may even get a couple of Black Panther members. I don't know who they know. I'm not affiliated with the people it is that they know, but they are going to try to challenge us. And yes, they will try. They will fail, but they will try. And everybody here should know, I'm up on my game. We are up on our game. I have held training facilities for the show. We do a round of conversations. I do pop quizzes. My guys are ready. They've been trained. They're ready for this fight. And this isn't some heavyweight bout. This is lightweight to us. But they don't know this. They think they've got our number. We've given them opportunity to challenge us on plenty of occasions, but they failed every time to come through with it. They failed to even get on this microphone and really, really come at us, so we gave them a week. We did everything we could to force them to come to the table. And now they have. It's like Mayweather trying to get Pacquiao out there. We didn't even ask them to take one of those drug tests to find out if they were on steroids. We didn't do it. We did nothing of the sort. We're going to take them as they are. But we know. We know that they're weak in this subject. No matter how hard they try. I live, I breathe this thing. And therefore, my staff, my crew, my homies, my peeps. I'm sorry, I'm going off on a tear. Come on, JC, what's taking them so long? They're holding out. I promised the listeners that this was going to be at 8:25, and now it's 5 minutes late. We are 8:30. We're at the bottom of the hour. What's the deal with them? Do they not want to come on the phone? Are they chickening out? Are they jumping out? What's the deal? I can't even get JC on the line. Come on, let me know what's going on. Why aren't they on the line yet? Are they preparing their minions? Are they lining them up? They're just knocking them down like pegs, like dominoes. They'll each fall. I'm pretty sure that after the first two people they put on the microphone, no one else will want to even challenge. None of the other people even want to get on the mic. Because we would have struck fear in the hearts and minds of each and every one of them. Shock and awe. Shock and awe. Hey, an interesting story I heard today. Henry Hill passed away. It's hard to believe he was only 64 years old. For those of you who don't know and haven't seen this movie a billion times, Henry Hill, who was the featured character, the subject matter of the movie Goodfellas, played by Ray Liotta. I believe that movie was in 1990. I'm almost certain that movie came out in 1990. But Henry Hill, the turncoat, the rat, in the famous movie Goodfellas, has died today at the age of 64. I would have gathered he was older than that. But, he was 64 years old.
That would be one time that you were incorrect.
Well, I would have gathered he was older than that. I didn't predict how old he was. I just said I would have gathered he was older than 64.
You just can't say it.
What, that I was wrong? I never guessed his age. I just said I would have gathered he was older than that, considering.
But in your mind, you guessed that he was not what he is.
Well, in my mind, I would have guessed that he was in his 70s, not his 60s. That's what I would have gathered. Okay, JC says to me, he says, they have me on hold. I'm about to prank them. I would like to hear the prank, if you're going to prank them. We're already 7 minutes late. JC, what's the holdup? See, they're not ready. They're not prepared. I knew they
wouldn't
be.
No, they are prepared because they posted it on Facebook.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, they posted it.
They announced it.
So what's holding them up? Oh, they're lining up their minions? They're just lining up them for failure. That's all they're doing. That's all they're up. They're setting them up. That's what they don't even realize, is that they're setting them up. And we're going to have a blast destroying them. Mike in Florida just tweeted us. Let me see if I can get to his tweet.
I didn't see. I was trying to follow him.
I'll give you his Twitter.
Just tell him to get on and follow me.
Well, Mike, I'm sure you're listening. Mary's got a new Twitter. Mike tweets. They're on CPT, of course. Mike is so funny. Yeah, I think that's what the deal is. Yes, I think you're absolutely right. Mike, Mary, why are you bugging? Wants you to follow her on Twitter. I'm sure you've heard her Twitter account is at MaryMaryYU, the letter U, bugging, no G at the end. She wants you to follow her so she can follow you on Twitter. She says she's trying to find you. So follow her on Twitter and all the rest of you as well. Follow Mary, why you bugging on Twitter.
I'm coming to the millennium.
Yeah, she's joined the 21st century. Follow her there. I don't know what exactly JC is doing. JC, come on, give me some sort of update what's going on. Come on, these guys are extremely late. Extremely late.
They're 4 minutes late.
They're more than 4 minutes late. We're working on 10 minutes right now.
It's 8:34.
Yeah, and they were supposed to go on at 8:25. What's the deal? I'm ready to get this on. You don't hold the boxer up. Come on. They're the challengers here. I'm the champion. That's right.
You keep may never come one.
What? That is the goat them. I'm just goading. I'm goading them into coming on. Come on, what are you scared of? I know you people. I know you. They're probably right now, like, you know, going online, trying to get all the facts from Obama.com. Going to places like factcheck.org. I got all that in my skull. I don't need all that stuff. I keep that information in the brain cells.
Well, not everybody is that talented.
Yes, you damn right. Tell them, Mary. Not everybody is that talented. Okay, what's the deal, Jim?
Okay, yeah, we're getting ready to merge right now.
Okay, are we merging right now? So what's the deal? We calling in on them? They're calling in on us. What's the deal?
I gave him the number. I guess he wants to do the merge, so I'll let him do the merge. I just listened to their show for the last, like, 5 minutes.
Okay.
And it wouldn't take me on as a caller, but oh, my God.
So tell me what they're
is
talking
about. Is the ignorance level up over there?
Okay, well, please.
And you're right. They're gunning for you.
They are gunning.
Oh, they're gunning.
Okay. Well,
they got both barrels loaded, too. It's even got two young ladies on there, too, that seem pretty pretty much, I don't want to call them articulate or educated, but...
You don't want to call them articulate or educated? What do you
want to
call them?
I don't want them to get
a big head?
Yeah, not so much a big head. I don't want them to get offended like, wow, like black people can't be. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. I'm sure they pulled out all the stops. I'm expecting them to do that. I'm expecting them to pull out all the stops. Yeah, but trust me when I tell you, they will fall like dominoes. Okay?
Well, they have no choice because they have nothing factual that can defend Barack Obama. There is nothing factual.
Absolutely.
That can defend him. If you want to talk about how the singer he is, that's Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to talk about how much land he got and how good his wife's booty looks. You want to talk about that? That's fine. But let's talk about
the facts. That's exactly what we're going
to
bring up. So you said they're gunning for me, JC. Can you give me a little bit? Give the listeners a taste of what they're trying to do.
I want to follow. Is Reese himself black? I have questions for Reese. Oh, they got questions for you.
Oh, okay. So they just
they're questioning the melanin in your skin.
Oh, really? So. They're saying because of my lack of support of Barack Obama, that means that the integrity of my blackness is in question.
You off-white brother, you.
Okay, so you're saying I nailed it.
Pretty much. But hold on, because, you know, I'm not waiting no more. I'm calling them.
Okay, let's just get them on the line. I don't know what's taking them so long, but...
Well, they did have a couple calls in the queue that they wanted to get rid of, and those people are going to be calling back because they're gunning for you as well. They've been ordered to call back.
Okay, well, we just got to get them on the phone. There's no reason to delay this anymore.
No. I'm going in a bubble.
Okay, is that them? Okay, go in the bubble and get them on the line. Let's see if we're ready to go. Because, see, this is very typical of the African-American voter. The African-American, especially when it comes to politics, folks, and I've said this too many times to repeat, is that it has nothing to do with the policies of Barack Obama. It has to do with whether or not he's black. It's just simple. He's black. Support him. He's black. That's it. No questions asked. We don't question the integrity of a black person in power.
We have to stick together.
We have to stick together. But stick together for what? Stick together for what? We don't follow down the primrose path of failure.
And if you have to stick together, then where are all those people that are saying, oh, we got to stick together. If we don't look out for each other, who's going to look out for us? And blah, 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 blah. Well, where are you at when you're killing each other?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Where is the support then?
Well, it's inconsistent. Of course it's inconsistent.
So you have to support this president because you have to support your people. And, I mean, I can kind of, you know, I can even kind of understand where you're coming from a little bit with that. But if he's clearly not doing anything but his own people, as you call yourself.
Right.
Or anybody else in the damn country.
Right.
Why would you still stand up to him?
Because
it doesn't matter that he's going to, you know, this whole country is going to go to hell.
In a handbasket.
It doesn't matter. None of that matters.
Right.
The only thing that matters is that he's black.
That's it.
That trumps everything else.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Well, I know that it does.
And that's the saddest part about it. That's the part that upsets me the most, is that, you know, integrity means nothing.
Nobody on this show is attacking Barack Obama because he's black.
Yeah.
Nobody here is attacking him because he's black.
Exactly. Well, no.
I voted for him.
But no, hold on. But the bottom line is, you're right. No one's attacking him because he's black. But the only time we do attack him because he's black is when he uses his blackness to advance a narrative. Is when he pulls the race card. Or his surrogates, for that matter.
I don't attack him for being black at that point either. I just attack him for his outlandish ways.
Or
like,
claims.
How dare you do that?
Yeah,
no one else could do that.
Right, exactly.
No one else would do that because they would be, you know...
Oh, my God.
What?
JC, I've had enough. I want them on the line. Now, JC just informs me now they're trashing Ronald Reagan. It's war, goddammit.
I can't say curse words, but you can say goddammit.
No, I can... God,
I can't say shit, but you can say...
Stop it with the... Why do you have to do it? Please don't do it. I can say, first of all, goddamn is allowed.
No, how is it allowed?
Because I don't say G-O-D. I say got, G-O-T. And I can say damn. Damn's not considered an offensive word. I say goddamn. You can say bitch. You can say ass.
But I can't say shit.
Stop saying it.
I can say bitch.
Yes, but I say ish. I say ish. Please say ish.
No, you said bitch.
I can say bitch, but I said when you're saying that word, defecation, say ish, not the word.
Why? Why
please,
do you use the
because
word
I want
you
to,
can't use the word
because I am following a code of ethics and I'd like you to follow it.
But what crackhead logic code of ethics is this that you can say the word bitch?
Okay, I'm going to let you watch. Okay, I'm going to let you watch the seven.
No, but listen, I don't care what the rules and regulations are, whether you're following some FCC regulations. Whatever. I comprehend that.
I understand that, but it's about...
What I'm saying to you is that is crackhead logic.
No, it's not crackhead
logic. I can say bitch and ass, so bitch ass, what comes out of your ass?
Don't say it. Come on.
What comes out of your ass?
Say something else other than that word.
But doesn't that come out of your ass?
No,
you can't say it?
Excrement comes out of your ass. Thank you.
Actually, it's waste that comes out of
yes, it does. Come on, Jay. I don't understand these people and why they're delaying. I could sit up here and have a debate about whether or not we can say, look, I understand we're online radio and we can curse as often as we want, and most people do. But the point is that we're above that. We don't have to talk like that unless we deem it is something satirical. I'm just saying that word, I think, for me is just too much. Okay? Just like I don't use the F word. It's too much. I don't think we need to bombard listeners.
Love the F word.
I know. So do I. I love the MF word. But you notice I don't even say that. I say mother, father, sister, brother. I don't even use that word because I don't think we need to use that word because I think that we're above that. That's all. That's all I'm saying. When we use that, I think that we denigrate ourselves. That's all. That's all I'm saying. They don't want to come on the mic, folks. I don't think they do. I think they want to sit idly by and trash me on their show they don't want to have to deal with me. They don't have to deal with us. I don't think that they're prepared to do this. I don't think that they're prepared. Here we are now 20 minutes late. 20 minutes late with the Real Talk Blancers. Because I don't think they want to get into this serious, serious conversation.
Thanks for the follow, Mike.
Hey! Mike in Florida is following Mary. Mary, why you bugging? Come on, guys. Now, JC can't hear me because he's on hold with them, and we still can't seem to figure out what it is that's going on. I'm going to pull him in and see what the deal is. JC, they still have you on hold?
Yeah, they want me to push one.
Hold on. I'll let you go back and push one. Let's see if he can push one, see what it is that they can do. Because we should be on the show with them already. We had this whole thing planned, we promoted it, and they're not ready. And I still can't understand what it is that's going on. Do I need to call them on their cell phone? Call them up on this. Call them up on the cell phone, Mary.
Well, you can't give me the number on the
air. Yeah, I can give you the number. It's their show number. It's their show number. It's 646-716-6337. Just press 1 and tell them, hey, it's Mary Mary, why you bugging from Reese on the radio? What's the delay? We're sitting here waiting 20 minutes. Why do we have to wait? There's no reason for us to wait. What, are you going to just delay it? You going to wait until the show's over? I got plenty of other stuff I can talk about. I got Lance Armstrong I want to talk about. I got Barack Obama allegedly legalizing marijuana I can talk about. I got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. I came prepared. Planned Parenthood, state-funded sex selection abortions. I can talk about that. I got plenty of stuff I can talk about. Instead, I'm waiting on these guys.
You have to press 1 when you get on the what's name. You did. Okay, done.
Fine. All right, Mary's on the cell phone trying to contact them.
See if they'll pick up the phone.
Have we scared the bejesus out of them? I believe that the Real Talk Blancers is on the phone with their listeners trying to see if they can get anybody on the phone with a coherent thought. They are weeding out who's good, who's bad. Who can really challenge the Reese on the Radio show? And I think they're coming up empty. And I think they're sitting there on their show and they're going, damn, these people are horrible. If we can't go into battle with this guy with a bunch of lightweights, I think that's the problem. Now, Mary, you can hear their show, right? Can you put them on speaker?
JC just said he was the only Obama supporter on the show. He just told these jokers he was an Obama supporter.
He is an Obama supporter. Let's see if we can chime in and listen to their conversation. Can we do that? Let's see if we can chime in. Hold on.
That day? Ooh, that's scary.
Only way you can feel good about it. If you
Hold on. Allow me to introduce you to the man that you guys have been dogging for like the last 45 minutes of your show. Let me bring him in.
He's the one that you guys want.
But Miss New York, I beg of you, sweetheart, you stay put. Never mind Dallas.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Reese on the Radio, I am your host, Reese, and we are finally on some 20 minutes late talking.
You know, I should have had your entrance music ready. My apologies, sir.
That's okay. We are here.
Oh, I got some interest music for you.
Don't you dare.
We are on the air with the Real Talk Blancers who have been holding up our show because they are in fear of dealing with the most heated man on internet radio, Reese on the radio, and I can understand.
We were holding them up.
That's okay. Allow me to ask you to introduce yourselves to my audience. Who do we have on the line? Who's here? Who's here ready for the debate?
Okay. Okay. First, this is your boy Hefe Chulo.
Yes. And who else do we
have?
You
got your boy, your Bingo's on the line.
Okay. And who's the young lady?
Two. We got two young ladies.
You have Miss Reese.
Oh, Miss
and Miss New York.
Oh, Miss Reese and Miss New York. Okay. All right. We are now melded the Real Talk Blancers with Reese on the radio, and I have got one thing to ask you. Where is the hate? Bring it. Because I sit here and I wait you. You are now taking over Reese on the radio. Right now, you are in charge of two radio shows. Let's go. What do you got for me?
Okay, now this is what we're going to talk about tonight, Reese. Because normally, you're a conservative Republican. Is that correct?
I am a conservative. Yes, I am.
Oh,
I'm
you're
sorry.
A conservative, but you're not fairly a Republican.
No, I vote Republican. I'll never vote for a Democrat as long as I live, but I am a Reagan conservative.
Oh, sorry. We're sorry that happened.
I'm still sorry for you. Sorry. Sorry there, guys.
Okay.
Okay. I don't need
okay,
to
so
this, but go on.
Okay. And so this we're going to talk about some of the things that our great president, Barack Hussein Obama, has done for this country. Matter of fact, Reese, can you share some of the things with?
Oh, gosh, you know, like, where do I start? I mean, it's just like,
Just start the first 100 days.
The stimulus, healthcare. Geez. Let's see, what else did he do? He appointed, which we already said, the first Latino. He pushed through $780 million for the economic stimulus bill. He overhauled the credit card industry. Let's see, he pulled our troops home. He's done a lot.
All of those things that you just, all those great things that you just named off, how specifically have any of those things advanced this country?
Very well. How do you think they haven't?
I'm not saying that they haven't.
Because we have. Okay, our troops are home or safe. That's one. Our troops are home and safe. That's one. Two, as far as the economy, we are rebuilding. You know, you have to have a setback in order to have a comeback, and that's what we are doing. There are jobs. The housing market is coming. It is coming up. Okay, you asked the question. Let me, if this was out, that's what I was afraid it was going to happen. The housing market is coming up. I have a job. I don't know about y'all, but everybody else on the other line has a job with a car and a home. So that's benefited me a lot.
Hmm.
And I'm part of the country. I'm part of the U.S.,
okay.
Florida.
Well, unfortunately, and this is Miss Reese, if I have that right?
Yeah, you are correct.
Okay, Miss Reese. Okay, first of all, your view on Barack Obama's achievements, as you put them, are very myopic. And let me explain this to you. First of all,
but those are my views. That's
no, ma'am. We're talking about
you can't minimize her views.
Ma'am,
you asked her opinion, and she gave you that.
Ma'am, I'm not minimizing your views. I'm talking about
he's talking about the achievements themselves.
I'm talking about the achievements themselves, not about your personal views. I'm talking about the achievements themselves. Let's go by line. Is that okay? Can we go by them line by line? Okay, fine. President Barack Obama in February of 2009 signed a stimulus package of $804 billion, not $700, $804 billion. He signed that bill into law 1 month into his presidency. By the way, that money, that stimulus, was gone in a year. Do you know who that money went to? A majority of that money went to the fire department, the police department, and to teachers, and that money ran out in a year. That's one. Two.
Okay, but wouldn't you want that? Would you not want that? And your numbers and my numbers I have two websites up, and your numbers are incorrect, too. But go ahead.
Let me finish, first of all.
Go ahead.
So said,
if he wants,
Barack Obama said that if we do not sign that stimulus package, that the unemployment rate would reach above 8%. By the way, he signed the stimulus package, and it hasn't been below 8% since. That's one. So hold on. That would mean that the stimulus failed. Now, if you want me to get the audio, I will play the audio for you where he said that stimulus bill would prevent the unemployment rate from reaching above 8% if we don't sign it. We signed it into law, and it hasn't been below 8% since, and it's now at 8.2. It went as high as 10.1. That's one, so that's a failure. Let's go with number two, the war in Iraq. He brought our troops home. Is that necessarily true? The war in Iraq is not over. The war in Iraq, our troops are still there. What he did was...
He never said it was going to be over.
Oh, you said he brought our troops home. That's not true. That's
right, but I didn't say the war was over.
But it's patently untrue that he brought our troops home. Our troops are still in Iraq maintaining the peace. That is a fact.
He brought some troops home.
Okay.
You're correct.
Well, okay.
But that's not what I said, but go ahead.
Some troops home is not the troops home. That's two. Number three, the health care bill. Let's talk about the health care bill, ma'am. The health care bill is now being reviewed by the Supreme Court. In fact...
And you know why? You know why? Because of their trying... Okay, you tell me why you think it is.
Because,
see, I work for the health care industry, baby, so let's get it on.
67% of the American public is against it. And the health care bill is supposed to benefit the people, not Obama's agenda. 67% of the public are against it. Only 24% of the country is for it. That means that he...
Wrong.
No, ma'am. That is a Pew Research that happened a month ago, and the country is against the bill, a health care bill that Obama said would be the betterment of the country, and you're going to tell me that the president advancing an agenda that is against the people of this country is a good thing? You're wrong there. So Obama's healthcare.
Unfortunately, I'm correct. I wish I could say where I work in the healthcare industry. Where I work, the president of the healthcare industry is in cahoots with Obama right now, and your facts are incorrect because I just read them today, and I'm going to read them to you as soon as I pull them up. But
well,
the healthcare, I'm getting to that.
Unemployment rate.
Go ahead, Ms. New York. Let me get to
this. Let me just get this out. Okay. The stimulus is a dirty word, especially for Republicans in Congress, and not in Congress, but it wasn't always so. In January 2008, when the economic picture was so far dire and the unemployment rate was only 4.4%, 165 Republicans in House of the Representatives and 33 Republicans senators voted to pass the stimulus package.
What stimulus package? The stimulus package that was passed in 2009?
George Bush's stimulus package.
How much money was it?
$152 billion.
Compared to $804 billion the next year? It's an eighth of what Obama passed. An eighth.
Okay, and that money, that $804 billion stimulus package that was passed in 2009, that was taxpayers' money. We all have jobs, all of us working on this end as well. So that was taxpayers' money that was given to fire, police, and teachers.
To pay for pensions for people who aren't working.
Do we still have a need in all three of those areas in this country today? Yes. Did that stimulus do anything? We have teachers in Georgia. Wait a minute. We have teachers in Georgia, teaching committees in Georgia coming up with lesson plans to teach kids, third graders, math by asking them how many millions Frederick Douglass received when he was a slave. And so what did that $804 billion go to? It sure didn't go to anybody teaching anything.
But you can't, that's somebody's ignorance right there. I'm sure that wasn't the lesson plan. That was somebody's ignorance.
I gave one example. No.
Y'all fading in and out.
Okay. Well, we apologize. You know, we have a lot of voices on. Go ahead.
This is Miss New York. And you cannot expect one man to come in and rectify how many years of Republicans did?
Not too many. Whoa, I have to stop. I'm sorry. Please forgive me for a second. I got to stop you there. You said Republicans have been in charge for how long? You're wrong there, Miss New York.
Too long.
No, Miss New York.
I'm wrong?
Yeah, let me explain to you why you're wrong, okay? In 2006.
Bush was in office for 8 years.
May I finish, please?
Alone.
May I finish? The purse strings.
Go right ahead.
The purse strings are controlled by the House and the
Senate. Oh, we heard this story before. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. Yeah.
Wait. But you know that they're Democrats, right? That means the Democrats controlled the House in 2007. January of 2007,
they didn't pass the vote by themselves.
The purse strings are held by a Republican. Folks, if they're the majority, if they're the majority, every bill they pass, every bill that they write gets passed if they're the majority. They don't need Republicans. If every Republican votes against a bill, when the Democrats run the House and Senate, every Republican who votes against it, the bill gets passed if the Democrats have the majority of votes.
They were not the only ones that voted.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they were the majority.
They were the majority.
Voted. If you have 20 of one and 10 of the other, it's not going to matter if all 10 vote against it or for it. That 20 is going to win.
That's right. So they have the majority. That's the whole idea. The reason why the Democrats want control of the Senate and control of the House of Representatives is to get their bills passed. So in 2007 and all of 2008, when the downturn of the economy started, is when Democrats ran the House and the Senate. You can't ignore that. It doesn't matter what George Bush does. That's what they call a lame duck president, because no matter what he tries to pass, it gets overturned by a party that is against him. So Barack Obama had Democratic control.
Is that not what's being done now?
Wait. Then I will oppose this. That means that Barack Obama, for 2 years, from 2009 until 2011, Democrats ran the House until they lost the election in 2010, when Barack Obama said in a press conference that they got shellacked and Republicans took over. So Barack Obama had 2 years, where he had a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate, and everything he wanted got passed, like health care, like the stimulus package. Those things got passed because Barack Obama had a majority in the House and Senate. You're talking about what Republicans have been stopping since January of 2011 and now 2012. Republicans have only been in charge for a year and a half in the House, and the Democrats still control the Senate. Now, if you can tell me something different other than those facts, ladies, please bring it on.
Oh, I'm about to tell you something different. Just a moment. Just a second. My computer is.
It's probably crashing because of the overload of real information.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you are absolutely wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, so earlier, before you all came onto the show, we were having a conversation, and I somewhat feel like I want to get this out on the table. This has nothing to do with any of us not wanting Barack Obama to be the president because he's black or because anything like that. This has to do with the facts. If you really honestly...
Well, no, that's what Royce Reese said. It, black folks are ignorant. Don't vote for Barack Obama because he's black.
No.
And those were comments that were you know, shared with us.
Okay, and I'm...
Hold on. I think that the last time I was the one that made that comment, that wasn't Reese.
And I understand the garb that he uses, and you have to know him to understand that it's really not in a racist way. So.
Oh, it's okay.
So
we know it's not in a racist way. You can't be in a racist way. He's black.
It's a black man that is proud to be black. He doesn't go around trying to be. He's just him. You know what I'm saying? So it's. You know, I understand that you may have taken it in that way, but please understand, right here, right now, and all the time, whether the rhetoric is being joked about, you know, whether we're joking, we're making fun, whatever, the bottom line is, true and through, this is about the facts. And if you really look up the facts, you will understand. And for the young lady, Miss Reese, I think you said you worked in healthcare. I work in healthcare as well. And I advise you to look up Obamacare if you are going to vote for that.
Oh, I do on a daily. That's what I do. So
okay.
I'm good at that.
So,
I had to send files home, and I'm getting to them. So, yeah.
$1 billion stimulus.
But wait a minute. You know, that's interesting you bring that up, Mary. Let me ask you this, Ms. Reese, since you're in the healthcare business. So you can confirm for me that you've read the 2,900-page healthcare bill?
No, I cannot confirm that I've read 2,900 pages of the healthcare
bill.
Okay,
so you cannot confirm or deny that in that healthcare bill that there is a death panel on that healthcare bill that pretty much says that a bureaucrat will decide or discern whether or not an elderly person can take a certain amount of medication or to get a hip replacement or a heart monitor,
kind of major
surgery, whether they qualify. You can't confirm or deny that to care.
Ms. New Yorkers, to my knowledge, that's what the Republicans were saying.
No, that's what we were saying, but is it not in the bill?
I cannot answer that. I can't answer that.
And that's why it's being talked about, because it is in the bill.
Hold on. Miss New York, I read all 2,900 pages.
Okay,
I read 2,900 pages. I read them all. In fact, I'm going to say,
really?
I'm going to pose another question to you.
Believe you me, he read.
Is it not in the bill that the government bureaucrats will have your medical information to be able to find out whether or not your child has visited a hospital on a certain amount of times, and if they have visited the hospital too many times, that they can come to your house and check your cupboards to find out what it is that's on your child's health regimen? Is that not in the bill?
That's already out there, so that I can answer.
No,
that's
no,
like
no.
That now. Yes, yeah, it is.
So wait a minute, you're okay with that?
No, that's not WIC. It's not WIC, but that's out there now. So that's not just something he just entered into that bill. That's been there.
Okay. Are you okay with Nancy Pelosi saying that we have to pass the bill before we find out what's in it? Are you okay with that?
I'm not okay with a lot of things, but what I'm saying to you is your facts are wrong, and there
what?
Are some things that I won't be able to. There are some things that I cannot say because of where I work and what I do. But we're gonna get to the things that I can share with you guys.
Ms. Reese, you know,
Then you're any kind of conversation with regards to this bill, because you can't, is mute.
Yeah,
no.
You let somebody else argue that part.
No, there are things that I can discuss.
I understand that you may work, you know, whatever.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Mary, 1 second. The information in those 2,900 pages are already out there. So I don't understand why it is that you can't discuss anything that's in those 2,900 pages.
I wish I could
say that.
I mean,
it's not a public record. I don't feel I don't
I mean, I wouldn't want you to put your job at risk.
Because I have a job to go to tomorrow, and I don't know
who's listening.
I'm not
asking you to put your job at risk. But we're talking, we're just basically
exactly.
Telling you
so there are things that I cannot say because I have a job to go to tomorrow.
So Ms. Reese, basically what you're saying is that there's information that you know. There's information that
that
the public, hold on one second. There's information that you have because of the position that you hold with whatever company you work with that the American public doesn't know about a bill that is going to affect every American in this country. Is that what you
are incorrect? You are incorrect. That is not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm saying.
Okay, then please explain your position.
I work for a company that I cannot share certain things about what goes on with my company and its business.
We're not asking you about your company and its business. We're talking about the medical bill.
Talking about the bill.
And I know that.
Hold on. Let me do this real quick. Give me a second. Number 347-308-8701.
Oh, sweetie, I'm not stumped. I wish I was computer savvy like some people so I can get into it. I'm not stumped. Trust me.
Nobody said that you were stumped. Nobody said
you were... he was slick with it. I heard it. He was slick with it.
No, what we're saying is that we're not asking you about what it is that you do as a profession. We're talking.
And I know this, and that's all I can say. That's all I can say.
But it coincides.
That's all I can say.
So respect.
Let me just say one thing. Please don't. You know, you really. We're not here to attack you or any of that. We're here having an honest, open debate. You know what I'm saying? So don't feel nobody. You know, I don't want you to feel like anybody's being disrespectful to you because that's not going to happen.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is discuss whether or not you know what's in the bill. You support the bill, but you won't discuss what's in it. And we're not asking you to discuss what the policies of your company is. We're asking you to discuss the policies of the bill. And you haven't read the bill, and I have. And I asked you whether or not you support what's in the bill. You've said flat out that you do. The bottom line is that you can't support a bill that says that bureaucrats can come into your home and tell you what it's going to be.
Why can't I?
Because it's ridiculous for you to support that.
Which is all the reason why I'm saying you shouldn't vote.
But that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Who votes on something that they don't know anything about? That's the scary part.
Ladies.
Republicans do all the time, but I cannot get into my computer. It is locked.
Okay, fair enough. Then let's move on. If you can't discuss this topic, let's move on. Let's move on to something else.
I'm sorry, what was the slick comment? What was that?
He said Dallas.
Let's move on to something else.
Oh, no, I got to record it. I knew I was going to be on a little bit longer. I got to record it.
It's okay. Whatever the point is. Okay.
It's not even on the same channel.
I said, let's move on to something else. There's some other things about Barack Obama that you support. What are the other things that you support that isn't a failure?
I'm sure that everything he's done was not a failure. In my opinion... I just mentioned what I think was not a failure. You know, we got Hefe on the line. We got Bingo on the line. You know, we got more than just me on the line. I really want to get my facts so I can share with you guys with my computer. So,
you know what?
I'm itching to get to this information.
Let's let someone else ask a question then.
Okay, Reese, you can go ahead and look that up and let Hefe take care of this. Okay. Yes, do I support the bill? I support the bill wholeheartedly because the government's in your house already. Let's just get real. Let you drive down the street without a seatbelt on, they could pull you over and give you a ticket. Is that correct?
That's just a safety rule.
Not in the house, but go ahead.
It's a law for no reason.
It's a public safety issue. You're talking about two different things. You are saying
listen to the big picture. So you're trying to say if a person gets in an accident and they have one of the safety belt, they're not going to die. Is that what you're saying?
No, they're saying it's a precaution.
I'm just saying.
What does that have to do with to do with, what does that have to do with you supporting Obamacare? And
no,
because the government is already in your house and in your car and telling you got to wear seatbelts.
That's why. The government is always going to be in your house. It's always going to be in your pocket. So get used to it.
What is your justification of this? Do you understand that you go to work every day, right? You have a job?
No, I'm an employee on welfare. Come on, yeah, of course I got a job. My head is too low. Why don't you ask me a question like that?
Well, if that's...
I'm in Ohio. We're in Ohio. Ohio people work. This is what we do. Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
I'm sorry,
okay.
Mary. Go ahead, Mary.
So you go out, you go to work every day, you earn an income, you support yourself and whomever else you need to support, you do whatever you got to do, right? You live every day. Obamacare,
yes,
give everybody in this country health care. Who do you think is paying for that? That money is coming out of your check, my check, and everybody. Nothing is for free. I understand you want to help this country. You want to help your fellow man, your fellow woman. I understand that. I'm a bleeding heart sometimes myself as well. But my hard-earned money is not going to go to help people because they know that they don't have to go out and get a job because Obama wants to give everybody everything. Everybody
but they're not
have
doing that now with welfare. They're not doing that now with welfare. Your money coming out now anyway. Your money coming out for Social Security. Your money coming out for Medicaid. So it's like that now.
Allow me to finish, please. It is like that degree now. If Obamacare passes, you are going to see a massive change. It is going to affect you in ways that you have no idea. Because you haven't.
You don't have no idea either, right?
Let's move on from the bill because we're going right back to the bill. Let me say this, Hefe, you said that you're okay with the bill, but let me explain something to you that you seem to be forgetting. You just said the government is already in your house. Here's what I don't understand with the African American community. You seem to be okay with that, and that what we are trying to explain to you. As conservative.
So what's your idea of change then? The government is always going to be in our house.
Let me finish. Can I explain it to you?
Let me finish.
Talking about something in the '50s. The point I'm trying to make is that it wasn't always that way. The government should not be in your house.
No, you just didn't know.
Just because you believe that
maybe not in your house.
No. The government should not be in your household. That is the pure definition of freedom. The government should not be inside your house. The Constitution is there to protect you from your government, not to allow the government in your home. That's the true essence of freedom. And for you to say the government's always going to be in your house and you're okay with that, no. What you're saying is the government's always going to be in your house. Let's allow them more access. And that is artistly, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And black people, for some odd reason, and this is why I call them ignorant and uninformed. When you say...
Wait.
Let him finish his point.
You want me to finish?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, he just called me ignorant.
Wait a minute, New York.
Because he's black too.
This is the reason why
if
black...
If that's how you're going to take it.
If this is the reason why blacks are...
You sure?
Form. Let me explain it to you. The reason why blacks are ignorant and uninformed is that because they believe that the government should have more power. And if they understood anything about their history.
You did a poll? You have a poll on that? Because I'm interested in wanting to know how many blacks think that. That's some information I want to know.
You can explain it to me.
You can explain it to me, but can you tell me the numbers, like the people that were
Absolutely.
Polled that really think that?
Let me answer it. It's very simple. Okay? If Barack Obama is the most radical Democrat that has ever been appointed into the White House. And 95% of African Americans believe in bigger government. That is what this president has expressed and continues to express. in bigger government, government taking care of the people, government being in charge of people's lives. If 95% of African Americans continue to vote for that ideology, for that ideal, then they believe that government should have more and more control of their lives, and this is why I call them ignorant and do not understand the essence of freedom. The essence of freedom
but
is to, let me finish, please. The essence of freedom.
Where's my 48 in the mule? You're talking about
the
freedom.
Essence.
But it was the white folks that put Obama in office, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm talking about African Americans. I'll get to the white folks later. But African Americans who believe that the government should have more power to give them what it is that they want, and they do not believe that they should be the arbiter of how much money they make and how much money they keep. If African Americans do not believe that, then they are nothing more than idiots.
Well, okay, if
wow.
that was the case, we will have the. So what you're trying to say, let's get rid of the IRS next, right? After we get rid of President Obama, get rid of the IRS, because they're taxing us for no reason. So if I go to a show and do a show, and I make money, they pay me underneath the table, I don't have to pay the government. That's what you're saying?
No,
what
I'm saying is that if you what I'm saying is that you should not be punished for the most for the more money you make. Remember, there's a very simple ideal here. You have President Barack Obama saying,
"You should not be punished for the more money you make." So the rich stay richer and the poor stay poor.
I'm going to explain.
That's exactly what he's about to explain.
Let
me
explain.
Just let him finish.
Okay, Miss Reese, let me explain this to you. If you and your husband, I don't assume that you're married or know that if you're married, but hear me out. If you and your husband make $250,000, you have good jobs, you went to college. You make $125,000, your husband makes $125,000. Under this regime, under Barack Obama, you owe the United States government 39.6% of your wages. That's $100,000. If you're telling me...
That's more than Romney paid.
Hold on. First of all, if you believe that you should give more than a third, that's almost 40% of your earnings, because you went to school, you did well, got a good job, that you owe the federal government almost half of your earnings. If that's what you believe in, then vote for this man. Now,
and I am.
So you believe in that?
And I am. And I am.
So you believe in that? You believe that if you work hard and you get a job and you put in those hours, that you should get taxed at a higher bracket and give it to others, even though you worked hard and you earned it. And I'm willing to ask you this. Let's go even one step further.
Because if he don't, somebody else will. So either way it goes, we don't vote for Obama. The next person that gets in is he's going to raise the taxes even higher for the rich, or I'm sorry, even lower for the rich.
Let me.
I would prefer to let him have my money right now and see what he's going to do with it than somebody else.
Miss Reese, you can't manage your own money.
Why do you say that? Now, why do you say that? You would rather give your money to him? Why would you? Are you for real? I mean, come on.
I am for real.
She's being facetious right now.
No, I'm for real.
What is wrong with supporting someone that you feel strongly about? If you feel strongly about this person and you feel that he's making more moves than the past presidents have.
No, we're not talking about
that.
We're focused. Let's stay on subject.
Somebody going in and out.
Miss New York, do you live in New York? Are you in New York right now?
No, I am not.
I hope you follow. I hope you follow the news, what's going on in New York, too, politically, because what's going on there.
I need somebody to help me with my computer.
I was born and raised in the NYC. I follow what's going on there, too.
So were both Freesha and I.
So were we.
A state doesn't make a difference.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Of course it does. You're proving to me that you know nothing about politics, because it does matter what state you live in. State politics has a huge effect on who it is where it is that you live. It's a huge part. You guys are I hate
of course.
Because I'm going to sound insulting. I don't mean to be insulting. The bottom line is that you're political novice.
Just because
you're a political novice. In fact, I'll go further. You're worse than a novice. You're ill-informed. You're uninformed. You don't know anything. You don't know what you're talking about. You're voting for Barack Obama because he's black. You don't care what he does. If that
Whoa,
man,
baby, no, that ain't my.
No, listen to me.
If it was a white man that was doing the job that he's doing, I'll vote for him. He just happens to be black.
Listen to me. If you
Reese, there you go. There you go, Reese. You see, but we all agree with you. You get to that.
You get mad. Exactly. Yeah, that's
right.
No.
That's not the case. Hold on.
Okay.
When we first started this debate, you said, well, let me finish. And you gave you the floor. And every time that
we try to make a point,
we got smart remarks in the background. I don't know.
Every time she makes a comment, it's not based on fact. It's based on ideology. And the ideology is if Barack Obama says yes, she says yes too. She doesn't even
know
the facts. Here's a woman that I just asked that if she worked hard. I even have a better question for you. If you're in a
classroom. No, you got the women mixed up, baby.
Let me ask you a question. If you're in a classroom and you are the only kid in that class who gets an A, and the rest of the kids in the class get a C. You did all the studies.
Hers.
All the honey. No, no, no.
It's called hers. It happens.
Right.
It happens.
That's just like what a pay rate, a bonus. It happens.
Let him finish. Let him finish.
Listen, you've been going to school for 4 years in high school. You've been doing all the work. You've been getting all the great A's. You've been straight A's. You're getting all of them. The school decides on your senior year, when you are about to get a full ride at an Ivy League school because you have done all the hard work, and in the last year, your senior year, the school decides, listen, we got a lot of poor kids in our school, we got a lot of Spanish kids, a lot of Mexicans, we got a lot of poor black kids in the school, and you know what, they're not going to get a shot either. So what we're going to do is we're going to grade you on a curve, we're going to drop your A's to a B-minus, so that we can spread the wealth around. And you don't get that full ride anymore because your grade isn't measuring up and the rest of them aren't keeping up to par. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with giving up your grade?
Because that's a lie, Reese, they will not drop the A.
It's
they
a question.
Bring everybody up. Just your facts right. They never dropped the A, Reese.
Mm-mm.
Reese, they never dropped the A. They will never drop the A.
Did you hear what I
just said? It's a hypothetical.
But that's not hypothetical. They will never drop the A. They will never drop it. They will just bring everybody up. It's called a curve.
If they were to tell you that you had to.
Okay. I said it was a hypothetical.
No. That hypothetical is wrong. It's completely apart.
No such thing to know in a hypothetical. Listen to what I'm saying.
I don't even know what a hypothetical is.
It's completely apart.
Listen to me. I'm comparing it to wealth redistribution, man. Pay attention.
Apples to oranges.
What if?
Because there are poor kids in the school who can't study, don't have computers, who don't have the means that you have, if you would give up part of your grade so that other kids can
yes,
do better.
Yes, I would, because I would. And that's because
I would.
If I can work that hard to get that A and that scholarship in high school, I'm going to do the same damn thing when I get to college with the little bit that they gave me.
So for the rest
Listen, you're not going to Harvard no more. You're going to community college now because you don't have the grades to get in Harvard. You wouldn't
That's
be upset
right.
if you were out of Harvard.
I'm getting an education.
I'm getting an education.
Come on, ladies, for real. Are you being for
That's
real?
That's ignorance on levels I can't
No, I'm being,
I can't
I'm
begin to
dead
imagine.
Serious.
You gonna go out
I'm going to
That's ignorance on levels I can't begin to imagine.
Mind off all your life and
well,
listen
that,
to
That's
what?
Your opinion.
Now, for you would honestly split your paycheck with somebody right now who doesn't make as much as you do to help them out, would you?
That makes me a bad person. Bottom line, the way I vote don't affect how
that's
I get into heaven.
That's,
so that's my whole point.
That's pull your bootstraps up and make your own damn way.
in fact how you get into
the,
heaven.
The way I vote don't determine my method of way of getting to heaven. Hefe, I need help with getting my computer rebooted.
You are 100% right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Voting is not going to help you get into heaven, or it doesn't have anything to do with that, but does have to do with the rest of the time that you spend on this God-given green earth.
Which is really nothing, because what lies ahead is what matters. So
what it pretty much boils down to is where you at in your life.
Well, what I'm saying,
if you're in the middle class, your views are a lot different than somebody who is wealthy.
So all I'm hearing right now from each and every one of you is that you are supporters of redistributing wealth. Is that correct?
Why not?
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So you're saying that you don't believe that if Barack Obama says if you make a certain amount of money, you are going to get taxed at a higher rate, do you think that that would influence others to make that amount of money?
I can't speak for others.
It's a great question. Listen, Barack Obama says, if you make $250,000, you are going to get taxed at 40% of your pay rate. Do you think anybody is going to turn around and make that amount of money to have 40% of their pay rate? Or do you think they're going to stay below it so they can get taxed at a lesser rate? Yes or no?
Oh, that's crazy.
It's a crazy. I would do it that farther when I get to it. Right now, I'm nowhere near that number.
But that's the problem.
You'll get to that problem when you get to it.
That's the issue. You need to think about the future. We are talking about the next 4 years.
And
you need to think about that.
I'm in Connecticut, and I'm going to be more than happy to welcome Barack Obama as my neighbor in a couple months.
Guys, we're talking over each other.
Okay, so go ahead. You have all the what he has not done. Who's done what? Can you tell me who's done something better or who's going to do something better?
Since we are ignorant
and we're not educated, tell us give us the running. Is Mitt Romney?
Let me address something that Ms. Reese said earlier. And I think it's either Ms. Reese or it was either New York. One of you said something about where's my 40 acres and a mule?
That was New York.
Okay, your 40 acres and a mule was taken away from you by Democrats years ago.
tell me he's lying. Prove to me that he's lying.
Prove to me that he's not lying. He's lying. That's a lie.
Prove to you?
That's a lie.
Lincoln granted the 40 acres and a mule. When he was killed.
Actually, Andrew, President Andrew took it away.
And he was a Democrat.
Andrew Johnson was a Democrat. In fact, when Abraham Lincoln became president of the United States, he took on a Democrat as his vice president. After his assassination, Andrew Johnson took over.
You are correct.
Andrew Johnson repealed 40 acres and a mule. And by the way, when Spike Lee talks about no blacks got 40 acres and a mule, he's a liar.
Who
signed more of the civil rights bills?
Republicans, you're right. I already said that in the beginning, but who also repealed most of them? Republicans. So you're right.
We take everything.
Whoa. What did you say that the Republicans did? Please clear that one up.
They signed most of the Constitution. You are correct.
You are correct,
and then they're trying to destroy it.
Okay, and
taking away our right to vote.
Who's trying to take away your right to vote?
Bush just recently re-signed the law to allow blacks to vote.
No. Can we let her answer? Who is trying to take away your right to vote?
Please tell me. Tell me the Republicans.
The Republicans are trying to take away our right to vote. That's who's trying to take away our right
to
vote.
And this is based on what?
What Republican signed?
On fact.
On fact.
On fact. Did you not listen to what we played in the beginning?
No,
obviously not. This is Miss New York. I just have, if a brother
in his younger years makes a mistake that he regrets and goes to jail and does 5 years, let's say. He has a felony. This brother will serve his time to the state, to the whatever, and he won't have that felony with him for the rest of his life, which means he cannot buy.
Right.
How is that
fair? Right.
How is that?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Please.
Because you lost your right to. You don't
that.
Deserve to.
JC.
And I'm still waiting for the since Obama is so bad. Who's the better?
Who's
better?
Okay. Wait
a minute.
Can I? Let me respond to what you to what I just heard, please. Listen, I for one agree that if you commit a crime and you go to prison and you do your time, I do not agree that you should lose. If you've done your time, you've done the crime, you've paid your time. I believe that when you come out, you should be able to vote. I do not agree that your voting rights should be taken away forever because you are a convicted felon. I don't believe in that. But
who passed that law?
What Republicans are trying to take your vote from you? And listen, it's not just brothers that get locked up and get felonies that can't vote. It's anybody, black, white, Spanish, Asian, Puerto Rican.
We're a higher percentage.
You do more crimes.
So you don't think we're a higher percentage that go to jail? We're not.
Not true.
You can never be at a high.
Not true.
We're not.
Hey, Hefe, don't lie. You don't know that. I know that number better than anybody. Let me explain this to you. I'm going to break this down to you, and I'm going to show you. Again, this is what I'm talking about, a novice on the issues. I've done this research. The bottom line is that how many white Americans are in the country? Over 211, right? How many blacks are in this country? 39 million. Tell me how that
works. As of when?
2010 census, folks. Now,
okay, we're 2 years out.
In order for more African Americans to be in jail than white Americans, do you understand what the number's going to have to be for African Americans? You said percentage. You're talking about the blacks outnumber whites in jail, right? What's the
margin?
That's impossible. The answer is wrong. Blacks do not outnumber. No, they do not. You can't. Percentage means more of. And the answer is wrong. Look up your facts again. That means more of. There are not more blacks incarcerated than whites. They're not.
Yes,
because there are not more blacks per capita.
Only
in your hood.
Right, the ones that y'all live in.
Well, you can only speak of where you come from,
I don't live in the hood.
You don't know the before you start off.
The prison that govern where you are, I'm sure, is the hood.
We're talking about
places like Des Moines, Iowa, where there are less blacks. Those are filled with white people.
JC, I want to make one point. See, she said this whole thing about they're trying to take black people's rights for voting, and the example they use is incarceration. The bottom line is that if you're committing a felony, you weren't interested in voting anyway. You were
That was his opinion. He don't have no fact to back that up. That was his opinion.
There's no need for a fact to back that up.
Can I go further?
Okay.
Let him finish.
Can I go further?
Sure. Your opinion is everybody got an opinion.
The number of known felons who were registered voters. Anybody know those numbers?
Nope.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
Why don't you know those numbers?
I didn't get the question.
Because
I didn't look them up. That's why I don't know them.
How many? Wait. You are made a claim.
But you argued them.
No,
see, I didn't. That wasn't me. Get the voices together. That wasn't me that said the prison.
That was your that said something. I don't know what I said.
The point is that if you say they're trying to take our rights away, that would therefore...
That is what I said.
Okay, so therefore it would impart the idea that they're trying to imprison all blacks to then, of course, get their votes taken. Yes. How do you feel?
That's what they're doing, and that is exactly what's going on. Black minorities, and that is exactly what's going on.
Let me, Miss Reese. So, in other words, the crack cocaine compared to crack, I mean, crack cocaine compared to regular cocaine issue isn't racist.
Only if you buy it and sell it.
No. Tell me. Yes or no. It's not racist.
No.
You get more jail time for crack cocaine than you can for cocaine.
And who can afford the cocaine?
Well, can I answer
that?
Would you like me to answer
oh
that?
My goodness.
He asked you to.
Let me answer this. Is it evidence in the black community that you get more time for crack cocaine? Is that something that black people know?
Yeah.
F.A.? Is this something that black people are aware of? Are black people aware of that you get more time for selling crack than you do cocaine?
Everybody's
aware of it? Okay, so let me ask you this really obvious question. Why the hell are they doing it?
Because it's addictive. It's a drug.
Reese, let's get to the bottom of it. 5 grams of crack cocaine is the same as 500 grams of powder cocaine. That's racist.
You're telling me that somebody committing an illegal activity that they know that they will get racist time for, they do it anyway, so instead of arguing actually selling the crack, you're arguing the time they get?
That was the point. This is what I don't understand. A lot of the things that you guys are for and against Obama with, it's going to happen regardless if he's in office or not. I'm still waiting for someone to please tell me who is better for running for president. Since he's so bad, and he hasn't done anything for us, nothing according to the facts. Can you please give me somebody to research? You know, let me know so maybe I, you know, might be interested in voting him.
Well, you tell us what he has done for us.
Just did.
We told you.
And I'm okay with it.
We laid it out to you. We said we all agreed with it. Yes.
Right. So you're saying he's bad. So who's better?
Listen, you mulled over.
Who's better? I just want to know who's better so I can maybe research, look them up, see if I want to vote for them or not. You know, I vote for who's best, regardless if they're Republican or Democrat. But if you're not going to tell me, how am I supposed to know? You want to educate us ignorant Negroes, so educate me.
Miss,
hold up. I never said nobody.
Read it, and do your homework on them.
Romney, we don't
can predict the future. Nobody knows. Nobody can say that, Romney's going to be a great president, but obviously there's only two people.
He won't be. Let me just say the future. He won't be. Okay? Flying out for you. He won't be a good president.
Because he's a rich white man, and he don't know the troubles of nobody.
No. Because if Barack does get in,
no,
I pray to God he end up with a Republican House and Senate.
I got to be honest with you. This has got to be the worst.
If they're going to do so much better since Barack done so much worse, then, you know, it is what it is. But I got to go because the information that I want, I'm not getting. So
you know the problem
but that's
is,
not why I got to go. I got
stuff to
Barack
take to. Y'all have a good
so,
one.
And you can credit him for
you
it.
Can credit him for
when
it.
You guys voted Barack, when Barack Obama was voted into office and the midterm elections came up, nobody came out and voted. And had you got, had black folks come out and voted during the midterm, he would have no issues, no problem, and we'd probably be better off. But you know what? You guys didn't wait. You waited for the other shoe to drop, and you didn't bother to cash in on it.
Oh, I voted for the midterm. I voted for my president.
Look,
not
I
enough
have,
of you.
He was on there with a butt on the day. So I voted. So
Hefe, can I say something to you?
Go ahead.
I gotta be straight with you. I said this at the beginning of my show, and I knew I was right, dude. Never bring that lightweight back on the air with me. She's a lightweight, dude. She's a lightweight. She was unprepared. She was
loaded with empty facts.
She came in here unprepared. She's a socialist, and it doesn't matter
and
what.
All,
I
and all of her facts are opinion.
All of her, she. I didn't do anything but give her facts. She didn't even want to accept the facts. I can understand you guys not understanding the facts, but she's unprepared.
Your facts.
She doesn't understand the facts.
She was debating your facts.
No.
Yeah, until her computer went down.
Debate my facts with facts. I don't have a
computer. Hold on. We're not going to sit here and go. We're not going to go through this. Now, we're supposed to be having a debate. All right, now, Reese, we sat back and we let you. We asked you questions. You ain't answered. You came back and asked us a question on top of the question we asked you.
No. I came with facts every time. I came with facts. And every time I came with the facts.
Where did you get your facts from?
What are you talking about? It's called research, ma'am. It's called research.
Where? Where did you get your facts from? You know when you write a paper when you were in school all those years ago? You write a paper and it has a bibliography with it?
There's research.
Where did you get?
It's called everywhere. It's called everywhere. You read everything. That's
okay, so then in other words, you cannot tell me where you got your information.
No. You want me to give you a couple of sources? The Heritage Foundation. You want to know? You want to know or not? You want to know or not? The Heritage Foundation. The Congressional Budget Office. Health and Human Services. I even go to Barack Obama. I go to all the conservative sites, and I go for all of the liberal sites. I go to Drudge Report. I go to Breitbart. I go to Newsbusters. I go to Media Research Center. I go to each and every one of these places. I read the newspapers, the New York Times, the Washington Post. I read the Wall Street Journal. I read everything. All you have to do is pick it up, and all you have to do, that's how you get informed. I do the research. I've got a research background for years in radio. So when I spout it off, the facts can be backed up. You can ask anybody on my show. I've had JC, my producer, angry at me more times than I can remember because I'll spout off a fact. He'll look it up, and I'll be right because it's on the top of my head. Because I live and breathe this-ish. I live and breathe it.
I hear that.
And it pisses me off that he's right as much as he is. And I intentionally, at times, seek to stomp him. Because I don't want him to always to be right. But if he's right based on the facts, and we're talking about sources like the, the Congress, every congressman has a website. You can go and look up everything the Congress votes on. And what they vote on for and against, what the bills are. You just got to understand them and break them down, but the information is there.
And
as much as it aggravates me, he studies it like most women watch soap operas.
It's what I live.
I think it's boring, but he does it.
Why would him studying anything remind you of like women watch soap operas? I don't get the correlation there.
She's talking about 3 weeks. She's ever waiting to watch Dallas will be able to tell you everything about it, and then nobody will be able to tell you otherwise.
He's expressing that I'm a fanatic.
You watched it. You studied it.
That That's what he's saying. He's expressing that I'm a fanatic, and I'm a fanatic about politics. I live and breathe it. It's literally, it's in my blood. Everything about politics is what I live for.
And he is not lying. This man.
No, he's a born dude. That's what he does.
This man is on a schedule of news all day long. Wakes up, looks at the news immediately. Has the same schedule. Watches, goes through each and everything every day. For 2 hours.
His phone goes off with a text alert. He calls me and tells me to turn on some program that I don't even watch. It's what he does, and I'm not bragging. I think it's boring, like I said, but it's what he does.
Everyone thinks it's boring. Everybody I talk to, they can't even have regular conversations with me at work because I always apply it to politics. It's what I live for. It's what I lived for since I was 10 years old. It's what I lived for since I was 10 years old. So and trust me, I'll tell you this. This is even more interesting. I have more people who text me news. And the first thing I respond to them is, what makes you think I didn't already know that? What in my history tells you that I didn't know that story before you did? I know the news before. Most people get it. In fact, we did a show yesterday where I said back in May that because of Junior Seau's suicide, that Pop Warner was going to respond by changing his safety features. And just yesterday, NBC News, a month later, reported that Pop Warner is changing their safety rules. And I knew it before Pop Warner did it.
And that's reported. That's on a previous show.
May 8th,
yeah.
I said it.
We had a when Junior Seau, the former New England Patriot, committed suicide, and they said it was because of him getting hit in the head so much from playing football. We brought on a sports medicine specialist to discuss it, and that's when he made that prediction.
And it happened a month later, a month and 2 days later. Pop Warner changed their this guy was a sports fundamentalist, and he disagreed with me, and I was right.
Yeah.
This guy lives sports, and I was right. Because I get the news before anybody gets the news. I live and breathe it. Don't doubt me.
Okay.
I tell all of your audience, don't doubt me. Obama's going to lose. The experiment is over.
Oh, he's not going to lose. There's no experiment. Again.
He is going
to lose. Hefe, do you know this? Do you know that Obama has already dropped 12 points in the African-American vote? He's already dropped 12 points. Do you notice Spike Lee reported yesterday that he doesn't believe that Barack Obama can win this? Even Spike Lee, who had a fundraiser for him in January. I mean, do I have to go
down?
Bill Clinton, hold on. Jim Carville, Bill Clinton, Cory Booker, these are all Democrats who are all saying his presidency is in jeopardy. These are guys out on the campaign trail stumping for him, and they're saying he's going to lose.
We shall see.
We shall see. Like
okay,
you said.
He won't lose to Romney.
He won't lose to Romney. Yeah,
right.
I don't know who else is going to be running, but he won't lose to Romney.
Who's he going to lose to? The boogeyman, because it ain't nobody else running but Romney.
His record is awful.
Guess what? You just solved the whole thing, Mary.
You just answered.
Obama will be
right
back
there.
In the presidency again.
He will be president again.
It's okay. We can agree to disagree. I have no problem with that. You're entitled to your own opinion. That's fine. We will be here.
Thank you for allowing me to have my own opinion.
We will revisit this conversation on Election Day.
You're going to hate me when it's over. You're going to
hate
me.
Oh, I would never hate anyone. Hate is a very strong word.
When I say you're going to hate me, you're going to say that. Damn Reese. Why would he fight? You'll never admit it, but you know. It is recorded. It is right here. Reese told you first. He's going to lose. And when I say he's going to lose, it's going to be astronomical. And I will watch everybody who supports this man blindly. I will watch you cry in your oatmeal. It will be pathetic.
Breathe.
Even Obama girl.
I don't eat oatmeal.
Obama girl.
That ain't going to happen.
You
going to
mess with the ballot?
Reese, you gonna mess with the ballot again?
What's that?
I said you gonna be messing with the ballot again.
Messing with the ballot.
You gonna be out of Florida?
Listen to me. The Obama girl. I got a crush on Obama. Isn't even supporting him anymore. Democrats are running from this man. And wait a minute, your favorite black president, Bill Clinton, said privately that Barack Obama is in over his head. What?
Of course. Following up Bush, of course it was in over his head. But he's doing so well.
Then he shouldn't have accepted and bragged that he could do the damn job if he couldn't.
He
asked for the job.
Barack Obama said if he gave himself a timeline when he was running. He said, if I don't have this done in the first 3 years of my presidency, I know I will be a one-termer. He said it.
And guess what? He was there. He was there.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, he was on track.
Wait. Everything that was on that list is still on the list.
I tell you, I'm looking forward to being his neighbor. I want to go over there and get a cup of sugar when they move to Connecticut.
From Michelle, let me tell you.
You want to get some sugar?
Barack Obama and a
Barack
Obama.
Damn
it.
I'm so sad. I'm so sad for people who blindly follow this guy and know nothing about the facts. And I'm not talking about you guys, but I'm talking about people who supported him. The bottom line is that I get it. I know that people aren't going to change their mind. They're going to be pissed off. They're probably going to riot in the streets and burn down their own neighborhoods. God bless them. God bless them. You know what I'm saying? When Barack Obama is gone, burn down your bodegas and all that other stuff. Just don't cross over to Rodeo Drive and affect real businesses and people who want real change.
You don't say that, Rick.
No, that's the way I feel. I don't care.
Now you're being facetious.
No, the bottom line is, it's a wrap.
Shopping on no damn Rodeo
it's a wrap. And let me say this one thing, Hefe, bottom line. All those people out there, you know who they are. Those people out there who said that famous line, white people have been president for so long, it's time to give a black man a chance. Well, the experiment is over. Let's get the white man in there, and let's get this thing back on track.
It doesn't matter what color you are. It's not about race. It don't matter. And I voted for Barack.
He's got buyers for more.
Again, we be looking for your vote again, and so your vote to Reed and your vote to JC.
Shut
up.
And I'm honestly sad because I like Brock. I think that he's got.
I owe you.
Good-looking guy. I think he's got some. I think he brings some flavor to the White House, but that's not going to cut it as president.
Well, the only thing flavor did was make me fat.
You know, I mean, I like him. I like him as a person, but as the president, he just ain't. It ain't happening.
Just make sure you press the right button in November. Okay,
it's not going to happen.
Remember that.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
It's over.
It's over. Hey, Reese, we thank you for having us on. And I just have one thing to say for you before I leave.
Yeah. President is black, my Maybach too. And I'll be goddamn if my diamonds ain't blue. My money's dark green and my Porsche is light gray. And I'm headed for D.C. Anybody feel me?
Hey, I just had to give that to you.
Touche.
you know what you should have came on with? Some Barack Obama. That's what you should have came on with.
I was obviously by my own card. Good one, guys. We'll talk to you guys soon. That's Reese on the radio for the day. I'm sorry, guys. Sal, I'm sorry we didn't get to you, man, but we love these guys. Real Talk Blanches and
we love
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we love
y'all.
Have
a good night.
Take care.
Yeah, man, we love you guys,
hey,
man.
There y'all go. So,
woo!
Oh, God.
That's our show for tonight. I'm sure that a lot of people couldn't follow it, and I'll probably get a lot of complaints because of all the shouting. But we'll see you guys tomorrow. I promise you it won't.
I am so heated.
Why are you heated?
Did you hear me?
What's that?
Did you hear me?
How could we not hear you? You kept going and kept going and kept going. I was like, please, enough.
That's our show for tonight, guys. I know it was a little hectic. For Mary, Mary, why you bugging for JC and the Real Talk Blanches, I'm Reese on the radio.
Till tomorrow, people.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Stacey.